Dolly? Stop dilly-dallying. Angie needs to look at you, and she only has so much time. I told you, Dolly. Angie is not going to hurt you. I won't let her.
But if we're late, she'll probably be pissed off enough to do some damage. So I suggest you hurry the fuck up.
It's about time. Come in. Come in.
What on earth took you so long?
I'm so sorry, Angie. It took a little longer than normal to get Dolly ready this morning. She's just nervous.
Which only continues to prove my point that you need to stop being so soft with her. We're teetering on the edge of a serious situation here, and we need to get this figured out ASAP. That starts with you. Got it?
Got it, Angie.
Have a seat in that chair, Dolly. We'll get started in just a minute. And while I'm working with her, you will go give haircuts to the rest of the new shipment, since you didn't finish yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry, Angie. I know we need to get that done, but I was hoping I could stay with her. You know, keep her calm, make her feel safe.
Enjoy whatever pain you may inflict on her. Emmy, no offense, but you being here will only serve as a distraction. I need absolute concentration if I'm going to properly treat her.
But...
And besides, I'm counting on you to finish those haircuts. Or would you rather face the consequences of not finishing your work? Again.
Okay, Angie. I'll make sure it gets done. Be a good girl, okay, Dolly? Angie's gonna make you all better.
And if you're not a good girl? I'm sure she'll find a way to make you feel much, much worse.
I love you, Dolly.
Well, maybe now we can finally get started. Now, there's no need to be afraid. I promise, you're perfectly safe in my hands. You trust me, don't you? I only have your best interest at heart. Here. Have a piece of candy. I'm serious. Take one. I have cherry. Emmy said that's your favorite flavor. There you go. See? This won't be so bad. So, as I'm sure Emmy already told you, you are here so that I can find the cause of those pesky dreams you've been having. She tells me you feel as if you're reliving memories. Something involving a significant other. That's right. A boyfriend. And I understand these dreams have been a little on the... intense side. Is that right? Ah. Yes.
I can certainly see why that would leave you feeling on edge. Not to worry. I promise you will not leave this room until everything has been sorted out. We'll start with a quick physical examination. I'm going to use this light to look into your eyes. Stare straight ahead and try not to blink, please. Good. Now follow the light as I move it from side to side. My movements look normal. Pupils dilating appropriately. Have you felt feverish at all lately? No? That's good. Now, if you'll sit still for me, I'm just going to examine your scalp and the back of your head. No noticeable bumps or bruises. No discoloration. No head trauma whatsoever. Oh, I'm just trying to see if there's any physical explanation for your sudden onset psychosis. Yes, you heard me correctly. Psychosis. Surely you're not surprised by that diagnosis. Well, it's fairly obvious based on your symptoms. Delusions, trouble sleeping, difficulty distinguishing fantasy from reality. It all adds up. What do you mean you're not delusional? You told me yourself you thought those dreams could have been real. That you thought they might be memories. Don't you get it? It doesn't matter how real they felt. They didn't happen. This boyfriend of yours never existed. And it's clear that you, Dolly, are starting to lose touch with reality. It doesn't matter whether or not you believe it. I can't risk having someone so mentally unstable living here, especially considering how much time you spend around my sister. She's got enough issues of her own without having to worry about yours. But not to worry. We're going to get you fixed up and feeling better in no time. No need to panic. This is just a small procedure, and you'll be out of here before you know it. I'm just going to start by securing you in place. Well, I can't have you moving around while I'm working on you. Especially considering this is your brain we're dealing with here. One wrong move and you live the rest of your life as a vegetable. I'm just kidding. This won't be that extreme. Hopefully. You're going to feel me putting these electrodes on your scalp and forehead. Normally, these would be used to monitor brain activity, but I've reprogrammed them to suit a more useful purpose. They're connected to the machine behind you. This machine is going to send volts of electricity to your head, which will stimulate the hippocampus and, if all goes according to plan, rid your mind of those nasty dreams. Yes, that's right.
Shock therapy. I know it's seen by most medical professionals as antiquated, but for situations like yours, it's exactly the treatment we need. And besides, this won't be quite the same as a typical shock therapy treatment. In most cases, the voltage used is only enough to cause mild convulsions. But to make sure you don't have any more of these episodes, I'm going to be using a much stronger voltage, just to be safe. Will it hurt? I guess that depends on your pain tolerance. You seem to be able to withstand a lot, considering how long you've been living with Emmy. So 250 volts shouldn't be too much for you. Don't look so scared. As long as you cooperate with me, this should all go smoothly. And if something does happen to go wrong, I'm sure I can find an alternative use for you. You want Emmy? You can whine for her all you want, but she's not going to come. She's busy getting her work done, and if she doesn't finish, then she will have consequences to face. You don't want to be the reason she's punished, do you? No, of course you don't. You're so cute, trying to scream for her. You really think I didn't consider that beforehand? Go ahead. Keep trying. But I don't think that's going to work in your favor. That yummy cherry candy I gave you? Novocaine drops. A new little invention of mine. Pretty soon your mouth and throat will be so numb you won't be able to make even the tiniest of noises. Saves me the headache of having to listen to you scream, but also keeps you quiet so Emmy will be none the wiser. I know what you're thinking. I'm some kind of monster for wanting to fry your brain and hide it from my sister, right? It's really for her own good that she doesn't know what I'm doing to treat you. She's been so worried about you, so emotional. And I fear that if she knows how we're going about this, she might try to intervene. Not that she minds what I do for my work. I think she's actually intrigued by most of it. But when it comes to you, she's much more protective. I don't think she'd ever want to see any real harm done to you, even though she teases you about it. You, Dolly, are my sister's most favorite person in the entire world. And she, believe it or not, is mine. So I'm sure you understand why these drastic measures are so necessary. The psychosis of yours needs to be dealt with properly, for your safety and hers. Look at me, getting all sentimental in front of my sister's plaything. Not that it matters. By the time we're done here, you won't remember we ever had this conversation. I'm going to be administering 2 injections into your arm now. The first one is a paralytic to ensure you remain still throughout the procedure. There we go. You'll be feeling the effects of that shortly.
Now, normally I give a second injection that keeps my patients awake during operations. But for you, dear Dolly, I've whipped up something special. This one is an extra strength beta blocker, specifically designed to induce memory loss. This way, in case the dreams and delusions continue, your short-term memory will be so weak, you won't be able to recall them. After all, ignorance is bliss, right? I think Emmy will like you much better that way. No chance of you thinking of anything except a life as her favorite toy. Smile. You're on camera. Patient 3675, aka the Dolly. This will be the first of potentially several shock treatments to cure the patient's ongoing psychosis. Patient has been administered a paralytic and a beta blocker to induce memory loss. Electric shock will be sent to the patient's brain multiple times over the next several hours, beginning with 250 volts. Let us proceed.
Sweet dreams, Dolly.